Dr. Schneider dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry when Jack White disclosed to Dr. VIEAU. On 2/26/25, Mr. White performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted, period, compared to a prior study dated 11/27/24. There's been improvement, period, new paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Joan Yaros, Y-A-R-O-S. This goes to Carrie Waters, comma, PA on 2/26/25. Mrs. Yaros performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with moderate impairment of flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change, period, compared to a prior study dated 11/30/24. There's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Richard Brown. This goes to Dr. Carnahan. On 2/26/25, Mr. Brown performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/5/24, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with an insignificant bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Thank you.